Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. In past broadcasts, we have looked at some of the gospel topic essays that the LDS Church has produced. You can find these on LDS.org, although we will say they're not easy to find. Some of these things seem like they're almost hidden. If you type in search for gospel topics, I got one page that includes some of them, but not all of them. And so it might not be something that will be easy to find, but they are certainly there. And some of them are much more controversial than others. What was the plan originally, Eric? They were going to have how many of these produced?
Well, they were going to have 10. So far, officially, it's hard to say official because we don't have a page that lists all of them, but it appears at the time of when we're speaking, it's about 6 of the 10 topics they were planning to cover.
So by the time this broadcast airs, there could certainly be more that have been released. But anyway, we've been going through these and critiquing them. Unfortunately, in some of them, and I really think the race and priesthood one was the most egregious, that was nothing more than dispelling a myth by producing more myths. But we're going to be looking at one today. It's called Are Mormons Christian?
And going back to what you were talking about earlier as far as how many they plan to do, this was really announced by Marlon Jensen, a 70. We've talked about him a number of times. But remember back at Utah State University on January 18, 2012, when he was asked by someone why people were leaving the Mormon church in droves, this is what he said. The 15 men really do know, and they really do care, and they realize that maybe since Kirtland, we never have had a period of, I'll call it apostasy, like we're having right now, largely over these issues. We do have another initiative that we called Answer to Gospel Questions. We are trying to figure out exactly what channels to deliver it in and exactly what format to put it. But we want to have a place where people can go. We have hired someone that's in charge of search engine optimization. We realize that people get their information basically from Google. They don't come to LDS.org. If they get there, it's through Google. So we are trying to create an offering that will address these issues and be available for the public at large and to the church leaders because many of them don't have answers either. It can be very disappointing to church members and for people who are losing their faith or have lost it, we hope to regain to the church. And remember, we've done this whole series. You can go back and look up Swedish Rescue and listen to all those shows about these Swedish members who were upset about some of the things that they were finding out. And that just came out last year, too. So a number of things came together these last few years. But these gospel topic essays are, I believe, a purpose of trying to explain some of the harder teachings that Mormonism has had over the years and try to reconcile that to the 21st century.
Don't you think it's kind of ironic that these gospel topic essays were supposed to help bring people back into the church and explain some of the concerns that many members have, but yet it seems to be having, to a certain extent, just the opposite effect? We are seeing cases where Mormons are reading these essays and they're going, wait a minute, that's not what I was taught. And so obviously it's going to cause a lot of confusion as well. When we get to this one, the one we are going to discuss today is, are Mormons Christian? And of course, that is a huge question we hear all the time. And we know in talking with Latter-day Saints that the very reason that we are trying to discuss these issues with our Latter-day Saint friends and loved ones is a challenge to them personally because they take it as a statement from you that you don't think they, in fact, are Christian. And that is something that the Mormons, at least today, want us to understand and believe about them, that if nothing else, they are, in fact, Christians.
Well, and that's the whole idea of Mormons oftentimes associating Christianity and Mormonism and moralism as one big package. And so when you say they're not Christian, you take them out of that idea that they're not good people, they will fight back. And we dealt with this in our new book, Answering Mormons Questions, that we produced last year with Kriegel, the first chapter. We specifically dealt with this because I'm going to say out of all the questions we get or all the objections we get from Latter-day Saints, this seems to be the biggest topic.
It starts off by saying members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints unequivocally affirm themselves to be Christians. Now, let's just stop there. That's the first sentence. What do you do, though, with so many of the older Latter-day Saints, or even older, I should say, ex-Latter-day Saints? Because I've talked to many of them. And they would say, wait a minute, when I was in the church, we tried very hard to make it clear to people who were talking to us that we were not Christian. And some will assume that when these people make statements like that, that say, see, they've only changed in this area just recently. They never really claimed to be Christian in the first place. I think that needs to be clarified. What they're really saying is they were not Christians like the rest of Christianity is Christian. When a Mormon years ago, and I know I've talked to older Mormons about this, ex-Mormons, in the old days, if you will, many years ago, if a person assumed that they were Christian, the Mormon wanted to make it clear that there was a distinction between what they believed as Latter-day Saints and what they assume most of Christianity believed. So to say that they were not Christian was really in the context of we're not really Christians like you are a Christian or you think a Christian should be.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing is that is just the opposite of what we are seeing now. Now we are having Mormons telling us that they are Christians just like us. Now that's not true because in a lot of things that we believe, there is certainly a huge disparity. But this is what we're hearing from Mormons now.
And I think you're right on that. I'm thinking of two men who really would have epitomized what you're talking about in the former days. Joseph Fielding Smith and Bruce R. McConkie, president and apostle of the church, who never seemed to try to kowtow to the Christianity of their day and say, oh, we're just like you. Bruce McConkie called his book Mormon Doctrine. He didn't call it Christian doctrine. He called it Mormon doctrine because it was a separate idea. And if you read some of the quotes, and I'm sure we're going to do that over these next few days from Bruce McConkie, there was no desire to want to associate with modern-day Christianity.
No, in fact, I would say that Bruce McConkie probably would have been one of the more outspoken opponents of this new movement to bring in evangelical scholars and to sit behind closed doors and discuss these issues and let's dwell on our similarities instead of our differences. I would say that McConkie probably would have been the loudest voice in the Mormon leadership to say, no, that's what we don't need. In fact, the reason I know that he would be like that is because his son, who just passed away not too long ago, he also was critical of these movements within the Mormon Church and evangelical Christianity to come together and discuss these issues and dwell on similarities. He didn't like that idea. In fact, he, like his father, believed that it was the distinctions that actually brought people into the Mormon Church and that discussing the similarities really did not help people understand what he believed to be the better teachings of Mormonism as opposed to what apostate Christendom actually holds. So we have seen a lot of changes in recent years, but when they unequivocally affirm themselves to be Christians, yes, they do. They've always affirmed themselves to be Christians, but that needs to be defined. They believe that they were the only true Christians on the face of the earth because of this idea called a complete apostasy. Anyone else claiming to be a Christian outside of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would be a part of this great apostasy. And naturally, a Mormon being asked if they're Christians years ago, if they responded by saying no, they really meant that in the context of we're not what you think a Christian is.
And today, this gets mixed up. And I think there's confusion in calling polar opposite philosophies, both Christian. You know, Mormonism has been known as Mormon. That's a nickname, but they've used Mormon Tabernacle Choir, not having a problem with that. And in fact, right now there's a campaign called I Am a Mormon. So my point is, if you're okay using that term, which I know is a nickname, and a lot of Mormons will say, well, that's not, we're not Mormonism, we're the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but why not maybe use that term to distinguish and be fair about it, that Mormonism and Christianity both can't be the same?
Well, I think they make that very clear through the whole idea of the first vision. I mean, when you claim that you believe that God the Father actually came down with Jesus and told Joseph Smith, your founder, that all the churches were wrong, that all your creeds are an abomination. And this paper, this essay, basically does that too. It doesn't use the term abomination when speaking of the creeds, but it doesn't speak very highly of the creeds either.
Well, and then 1 Nephi 14:10 from the Book of Mormon, I've never heard an explanation other than there are two churches only. One is the Church of the Lamb of God, the other is the Church of the Devil. The question is, which church does the Mormon leadership think it is versus what church we are part of? Are we a part of apostate Christendom, or are we a part of the Church of the Lamb of God as well?
Well, of course, they would say you're not a part of the Church of the Lamb of God. My question then is, well, if I belong to the Church of the Devil, does it really make sense that the Church of the Devil would be producing Christians? It doesn't seem like that to me, but somehow the Mormons want to make these very strong statements about us and what we believe, yet at the same time, when we respond and we challenge them and what they believe, they act all offended, like, how dare you challenge us? Well, what do you do when you've got a guy like Brigham Young, who said, should you ask why we differ from other Christians, as they are called? It is simply because they are not Christians, as the New Testament defines Christianity. I thank Brigham Young for his candidness on that. I know that's what he actually believed, and certainly I would say I think that statement deserves a rebuttal. But I can appreciate Brigham Young being so forthright. That's one of the reasons why I like Bruce McConkie. He was forthright. He said what he thought. He didn't dance around the bush.
There are distinctives of Mormonism, and they're different, much different than Christianity. Again, you're going to have confusion when you call both evangelical Christianity and Mormonism the same term.
Well, we've gotten through the first two sentences, well, not even the first two sentences, of Are Mormons Christian, this essay put out by the LDS Church. We're going to be looking at it in more detail in tomorrow's broadcast.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to visit the Holy Land? If so, we've got an opportunity for you. Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson from Mormonism Research Ministry will be hosting a trip to Israel and Turkey in February 2015. We start with an optional 7-day trip to Turkey, as we'll see the seven churches of Revelation, including Ephesus, Laodicea, and Pergamum. Then, we head to Israel for 11 days, where we'll see amazing sights such as Caesarea, Upper Galilee, the Dead Sea, and Jerusalem. There'll be a special Joel Kramer Day as we climb up to Cave 1 in Qumran and see some incredible biblical sites. Your price includes airfare, 3- and 4-star hotels, professional guides and bus drivers, buffet meals, and all taxes and tips. To learn more, we invite you to visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon in the top right-hand corner of the page. Every family who signs up receives a complimentary copy of Joel Kramer's Jericho Unearthed. Again, please visit mrm.org to find out more about this exciting trip. No doubt, an experience that will forever change your life.